To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we know, our roads have been hit with flooding, slips and debris, and there is more on the way with the next wet weather warning, which is coming for tomorrow. State Highway 25 in the Coromandel is a problem. 25A is closed indefinitely. Jackie Horry-Holt is the Regional Manager of Maintenance and Operations for Waka Kotahi, the transport agency, with us now. Hi, Jackie.
Kia ora. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What do you want from people with this weather coming at us in the next 24 hours? What do you want from people?
Look, I suppose our priority is ensuring that we can get our roads open. But what we do want people to do is we urge them to drive to the conditions if they do have to be out on the state highways and make sure that they just look on our journey planner, which is our website, so they can plan their journey before they actually start their travels.
Are there parts of the country, Jackie, where you want people to just not travel if they don't have to?
Yes, we've got some closures across our network. Well, we've been able to get some of our roads restored. We've still got a closure on State Highway 1 on Brendawins in Northland, State Highway 2, Manga Tawhiri to Maramararua, and State Highway 2, Pokono to Manga Tarata, and State Highway 25A, I think you've spoken about that, and 25, State Highway 25 Coromandel to the Whirianga. And we've also got some closures from State Highway 37, Hangitika State Highway 3 to Waitomo Caves. So those are currently closed at the moment.
Okay. State Highway 25A, Kopu Hikawai, from basically the rest of the country through to Coromandel. How long is that going to take to fix?
Look, the teams have been looking at that site, and until we can get out onto the site, we do realise that this is going to take a while for us to get that information so we can actually push out when this is going to be open, but it's going to take some time for us to do that.
How long do you think? I mean, you've been around a while, right? You look at that and you go, oh, that's a couple of weeks, or that's a couple of months, or that's a couple of years.
Look, our state highways and the way the geology is in the different parts of the country are quite different. So, look, until our guys can actually get out there, we do know that it's going to be closed for some time, but I can't give you exactly when that's going to be able to open.
Is that slip still moving?
Look, it's complete. It's the slip face is taken off is through the photos that we've put out. So, look, there's still some movement across there, and until we get our guys out there, and when we can actually get a break in the weather, we'll be able to really assess properly.
In a situation like that where you have, honestly, from one side to the other, both lanes just taken out and a slip still underway, can you actually repair that? Can you fill it in? Or do you have to actually look at where else you put the road instead?
Oh, look, there's a number of options. When we get our DOTs out there, they'll go through. It's not a simple solution. You've got a high side. So, look, the teams can work through that. They're pretty clever with regards to our geotechnical people about how we can repair that. So, pretty confident that we can be able to do something. But
rumors,
what that will look like, we
rumors
can't
going
say
around,
yet.
Jackie, rumours going around in Coromandel that it's not open till next summer.
Oh, look, I can't comment with regards to that. Like I said, our teams are going to have a look at it and we can work out what we can do.
Okay, Jackie, thanks very much. Jackie Horry-Holt from Waka Kotahi, the Transport Agency, Regional Manager of Maintenance and Operations. I don't think that answer is going to give anybody in the Coromandel who's worried about that road being closed through to summer any kind of confidence, am I right?